Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
What? 1 a.m.? I have not seen 1 a.m. sober ever.
It's Kathy Hart.
You were like my 1996 girl crush.
I'm Kelly Kitley.
Yes!
Oh, 720 WGN. So weird being here at 10 o'clock at night. It's almost like a party. I almost feel like we're here and we're not supposed to be, but we just kind of snuck into somebody's house and we're going to have a party.
It does feel like that.
Yeah.
And I'm also a little starstruck. I'm looking across from where I'm sitting and thinking.
At who?
You.
What? No,
you were like my 1996 girl crush.
You know, thanks.
You're welcome.
So we should say that first of all, introduce yourself.
Sure. I'm Kelly Kitley, and I'm a licensed clinical social worker and a friend of the Steve Cochran Show, and have been on a segment with Justin Kaufman as well as Amy Guth, and just love WGN Radio. I'm a Chicago native and psychotherapist and best-selling author. And
it's great.
Yeah.
So when I found out that I was going to be filling in, and I'm like, well, do you want someone to like hang out with me? What are we doing? And they're like, yeah, there's this Kelly. And so they gave me a little bit of a background. And then when we all emailed each other and you're like, oh, I used to listen to you on my way to high school. I'm like, what? All right. So it makes me feel old, but not in a bad way. Just that, you know, Chicago native, been around forever. And look at what you've accomplished.
Oh, thanks so much. It's,
since
you know,
then.
I hustle hard and absolutely love what I do. And I'm driven by my passion of connecting with people and storytelling. And I love the city. And I just, it's.
Well, and that's another thing that was funny. I'm like, wait, they're pairing me with like a psychologist. Should I be worried? Or because do they not realize that when we go to break, I'm going to be talking your ear off like for free advice? And because I could use it in a lot of areas. But we met for the first time like an hour ago, a half hour ago, and I just automatically connected.
Automatically.
So I think we're going to have a blast.
We are.
It could be a massive train wreck, but I think we're going to have fun and laugh, and
that's all that matters.
All that matters.
Yeah.
And Dan is the producer, running the board, the engineer, running the board, and Ro is the producer. So, hi, gang, buckle up. I have a feeling it's going to be fun. And like I said to Justin, I haven't seen 1 a.m. sober. So either we need to do something about that. We are talking to somebody from a distillery.
Sure.
So that could be interesting. Although he's not in studio. I wish he was and bringing samples. But I am kind of curious, like who is listening? Because I haven't worked on WGN at 10 o'clock at night. Who's listening? Who? Give us a call. We want to talk to you. We want to know who's listening. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to hear about? We do have a whole show planned, but it's radio. So the great thing about radio is we can do whatever we want, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
No limits? No boundaries?
I mean, we can't swear.
Although, but that's it?
When I was working with Frank Fontana a couple of times, he said the S word almost every single time we went on the air. I'm like, dude, you can't say that. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, you're on the radio. A podcast, maybe you can say that, but you can't say that on the radio.
It's so part of his personality. I just think it's
natural.
Not even a swear word in his vocabulary.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and you have to be careful because sometimes I'll just get going with something. It's like, oh, remember what you're doing here. So, yeah, we're broadcasting live from the Allstate Skyline Studio, WGN 720, 312-981-7200. It's Kathy Hart and Kelly Kitley. By the way, I love that name, Kelly Kitley.
Thanks.
It's just a fun name.
It kind of sounds, as I've heard, like a stripper name.
Kelly Kitley?
Yeah. What do you think?
More like a soap opera.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know. Stripper is a bit harsh. And see, I hesitate to say what a stripper name sounds like because then if there's Tiffany's listening, they would be mad at me because I'm like, no, that would be like Tiffany Kitley or so. I don't know.
I think it's just the KK, you know?
2K. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, see, when I hear KK, I'm like Candy Crush. Like, I don't think stripper. So
thank you.
You're welcome. You have four kids.
I do. Ages 13, 11, 9, and 7. Hopefully they're all in bed by now.
God bless you. So what did you have to do to get out of the house with four kids?
You know, my husband's really hands-on, so he was helpful, and he was getting dinner ready, and the kids were kissing me as I left, you know, with pizza on their hands, and...
You get kisses goodbye?
I do. They're at good ages.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
And, you know, a lot of times I'm in bed before they are.
Oh, my God.
It's 9 o'clock. I can't even stay awake for my 13-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah, mine had to pull her earbuds out and go, what? I'm like, okay, I'm actually going to work. What? You're going to work? Where? What are you doing? So, yeah, I got that from my soon-to-be 18-year-old. And I hope she's taking care of the dog, because when I left, the only thing I had to do was step over poop, because the dog did not get taken out. And we have a pug. It's still somewhat of a puppy. And, yeah, there's some issues. Never mind, I walked him outside for about 20 minutes in the heat and decided to go poop in the house. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's a pug thing. I'm still learning the pug thing.
Well, it is hot out.
I know it's hot, but he wanted to be out. But he's one of those dogs that sniffs, circles. And I'm just like, dude, just poop. Just pick a spot and go. But anyway, so he went in the house and I stepped over it and made my teenager pick it up. So we're here and we're going to have fun.
Who's going to be an adult this weekend, right?
Who?
Your teenager.
Oh, I'm like, what? Who's going to be an adult?
You have a daughter that's turning 18.
18.
That's huge.
18. Yeah.
That's a milestone for a mom.
It is. And I've told her, because I've got a 19-year-old, so I've already been through it once, but I told her that I hope by now, because I'm going to be out of town for a little bit, and so she's going to be on her own.
Ooh.
And I was like, you know, I don't have to tell you. Just, you know, just don't. And she looks at me and she goes, I know. I said, if I haven't taught you by now what not to do and what how to stay out of trouble, then I'm screwed anyway. So
you have no control.
Yeah. Just behave yourself, please. All right. And coming up, we're going to be talking about stuff going on in the weekend. And if you're the adventurous type, you're definitely going to want to tune in coming up on WGN.
Summer breeze makes me feel
WGN. Is that the Isley Brothers? Man, good job, bro. Good call on that. The Isley Brothers, by the way, we're going to be talking about this a little bit later on. They're going to be doing their 60th anniversary celebration at Pitchfork this weekend.
So fun.
Yeah, you know, when Pitchfork first started, I thought that it was just more all totally indie, kind of what Lollapalooza should have been.
Sure.
or was way back. I really like Pitchfork. It's at Union Park. It's a great location in the city. What is it? Randolph. I always get teased for saying Randolph instead of Randolph. And Ashland. But the Isley Brothers are going to be there Saturday night. And Mavis Staples is going to be there. You know, she just turned 80 years old. 80 years old.
She's still rocking it.
She's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. So anyway, we're going to talk about that. I got a little diverted with hearing the Isley Brothers.
It's so fun. It makes me want to dance. Are we allowed to dance?
Especially this summer. You can, but it's scary watching me dance. I'm one of those dancers. Are you a good dancer? Well, of course. Kelly Kitley, come on. Of course you're a good dancer.
Bringing it full circle. I love it. I love to dance.
What kind of dance?
You know, just I like to move my body.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. I do it. It's just not, it's usually painful and it's not pretty. So good thing this is radio. Although you can watch, Dan, can people watch from WGNradio.com? They can see us on...
Yep, you got audio and video at WGNradio.com.
Ooh, okay. We may need to bust a move.
Very nice. You have at it, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
You have at it. So I wonder, with Pitchfork Festival this weekend, and I know Country Thunder is this weekend, a lot of outdoor festivals, the heat.
Oh my gosh, people need to be careful.
Is going to be insane. Yes.
And drinking, lots of drinking.
Oh, can you just imagine? We keep hearing all the differences between heat exhaustion and heat stroke. And
what's the difference?
Like 100 times, and I can't remember. I think exhaustion is just like dizziness and fatigue, and it's not as serious. Obviously, heat stroke is a little more serious. I think that's when you stop sweating. Heat exhaustion, you're sweating. That's still kind of a good thing.
Mm.
But the heat stroke, when you lose consciousness, you'll know you had heat stroke.
So heat exhaustion is the precursor.
Yeah. So if you start experiencing those symptoms, then be careful and be aware.
I mean, it just, what are some precautions we can take in order to make sure that that doesn't happen? I think I'm going to ask everybody to be on mandatory lockdown at my house. Air conditioning on, popsicles, close the shades.
I like the popsicles.
Yeah. I heard Justin saying this morning that, you know, he was on the radio on the Steve Cochran show this morning, and he was saying, close the blinds. So that the air conditioning doesn't, you know, overdrive in trying to cool off the house.
Right.
And it gives people permission to just lay low.
And I closed vents in certain rooms upstairs because right now I'm in like a three-level townhouse. So it's small, but obviously upstairs gets really hot. So I close the vents downstairs when it gets to be nighttime. So, and I don't even know if it helps, but I'm assuming it does. Mm. So I just close the vents in the rooms I'm not using. During the day when I'm not using the bedroom, then I close those vents. So,
well, when we were younger, we just opened the windows.
I know.
We didn't have air conditioning.
We didn't have air conditioning. Not at all. We had three girls. I was the middle of three, and we had a king-size bed. We had, a three-bedroom house. My brother got one room. All the girls got the other room. And three girls, one king-size bed. And because I was the middle, they made me literally sleep in the middle.
I had
the body heat on either side of me. And I think that might be one of the reasons why I can't sleep without a sheet on me. I can't sleep without something covering me. Because I'm used to it.
Sure.
Even on those hot nights. Did you guys have to do that?
Well, we would just pull the mattress out into the main room and sleep in our underwear with the ceiling fan. And,
that was the coolest spot in the house?
It was the coolest spot. And hopefully get somewhere by a window. And I'm the oldest of five, so, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of space if you're trying to fit everybody on one mattress in the middle of the living room.
Wow. What?
It sounds really classy, right?
Right. Well, these are the stories. I had to hike to school in the snow 10 feet deep, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I mean, it's true. Think about it. A lot of us grew up without air conditioning, and how spoiled our kids are now. And what would it be like if the power went out and they didn't have air conditioning for like a half a day?
Can you imagine
the whining?
I know. We need to help them be a little more resilient.
Mostly. I mean, we would whine too because we've become spoiled. I want to thank the texter from 414 that said, be careful with that pug in the heat. I know. And good luck with the potty training. I think all dogs in this heat, you have to be very, very careful. The pads, mm-hmm. you have to be careful of them walking on hot pavement. And there's so many things to think about with this hot weather. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to sit in my house in my air conditioning and eat popsicles.
Sucking on popsicles.
No, we're heading out to Valparaiso. My aunt is hosting this huge clam bake for our family that she does every year.
A clam bake?
Yes, and it's going to be so hot.
You're going to be clammy.
I know.
Sweat in places you probably didn't know you had.
But there's a pool there, so I'm sure everybody will just hang by the pool.
Okay.
And, you know, kids will eat hot dogs. But yeah, there will be a lot of complaining about how hot out it is.
Yes. But you know what? It makes us tough. We're Chicagoans. We handle the cold winters. We handle the humid, hot summers. We just get by. Check on your neighbors. You're hearing all that stuff. And they do say to try to be inside between noon and 6. But if you're going to be like Kelly, then be inside 24/7. Lockdown.
Well, certainly tomorrow I'm going to sleep in.
You're going nowhere. Yes. That'll be nice. Isn't it great sleeping in? Are the kids going to let you sleep in?
Oh, absolutely. Because usually I'm up at 5:30 and out of the house. So they're sleeping even later, like 9, 10. I think my 13-year-old slept till noon today.
Whoa.
So, yeah. It those days of like having to get up at the crack of dawn because they're standing at my bed asking for cereal. We've really progressed as a family.
Wow.
So they might let me sleep in. Maybe they'll even bring me coffee in bed.
That might be pushing it's not it. Mother's Day or no. Yeah. Don't get too pushy. And then somebody else texted from 224, Kelly Kitley, ace reporter.
Oh, nice.
What is it? Is that from a movie?
I don't know.
Is that a reference? I'm not thinking
I don't know.
Of?
I, you know, I bet that's somebody who used to be a regular at one of the bars in Chicago that I bartended at.
Could be. Well, we're getting to know more about you. You're getting to know more about me, and we would love to know more about you. So again, feel free to text or call 312-981-7200. We're going to be here until 1 a.m. oh, is that going to be interesting? So we are going to have a guest coming up out of the news at 10:30, Bill Welter, and he is from Journeyman, which is a distillery in Three Oaks, Michigan. Incredible story. I can't wait to talk to him. And I mean, anytime we can talk about booze, it's going to be interesting. So stick around. We're going to do that on the other side of the news. And Dan, do we just go into a break now and then come back? Okay, we're going into a break now and coming back on WGN.
With dental implants from Eon Clinics, you'll start every day with a smile. Smile and stop trying to hide your mouth. Smile and eat your favorite foods again. The world is a better place when you start smiling again. For a free consultation, call 844-365-SMILE or online at eonclinics.com today. That's eonclinics.com. Dental implants from Eon Clinics. Smile for life.
Sometimes it's hard to keep your cool, like when your AC decides not to work. So frustrating. Trust ABC and consider it cool. Consider it comfortable. Consider it done. Our fast, reliable technicians are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No sense in getting hot under the collar when you can choose ABC and consider it done. Schedule today at 4abc.com. That's the number 4abc.com. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Consider it done.
Hey, look at this.
Why are you on your phone? We have dinner reservations.
I'm getting a quote for life insurance from Ethos. Just look.
Wow. You know, I thought it would be more expensive.
A friend told me about Ethos. It's the new straightforward kind of term life insurance that offers policies for any budget. Let's do an estimate for you.
Do we have time?
You just answer four simple questions to get an instant quote.
These are easy questions.
And there's the instant quote.
Seriously? That was really fast.
I know, right? And the online application only takes about 10 minutes. No pushy agents. And in most cases, no medical exams. It's perfect for us.
Can we apply right now?
Why not? And after dinner, maybe we can celebrate.
You know what? Ethos is perfect for us.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Oh, okay. I can do that now. All right. 720 WGN. I wanted to mention, too, that for those of you who are in a summer panic, because you think summer's almost over, I can't believe this Saturday is like June 20th. Like July. Duh. See, it feels like it's June. It should be June. It should not be July.
I already have the countdown for when the kids are going back to school. 42 days for us.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
You know, but summer bucket list, we're making our rounds.
42 days?
Yeah.
When do they start?
Well, park starts end of August. So Chicago Public Schools start after Labor Day.
Mine's August 15th.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
So you even have less than 42 days.
Great. Yeah, I don't have a countdown, but I just know that it's soon. But anyway, so for those in a summer panic, just know that we have an average of 16 more 90-degree days. 16 more 90-degree days coming.
That's it.
So if you're in, that's it. That seems like a lot, doesn't it?
In comparison to the rest of the year and how cold and dreary it is,
I know.
It's nothing.
I like 80-degree days. That's
okay
my sweet spot. But 90-degree days, yeah, and we could reach 100, but you've heard all about that. In fact, we're going to let Don Kleppen tell you a little bit more.
So what you want? I want bourbon.
Yeah. Well, George Thorogood. Yeah, we're going to be talking bourbon. We're going to be talking scotch. We're going to be talking beer, all that stuff. So this is a really interesting story. It's 10:37. Sounds weird to say that. On 720 WGN with Kathy Hart, my co-host Kelly Kitley. Thank you so much for being here. We are going to be talking about a guy that I haven't met, but I heard from a friend of mine. She and I are both on this like mulled lime journey, and we have to be really clean. And there's like, I'm not supposed to drink red wine anymore. And I'm like, oh, what can I drink instead
of
wine? Right. Uh-huh. So we're experimenting with clean cocktails. So she was telling me about this place in Three Oaks, Michigan, where they use grains from organic farmers. It's all local based. She's like, you have to come and check this out. So, but first I want to say, just because I don't know, I know Kelly people know a little bit about your background, that you've been sober for 6 years?
6.5 years, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
So is it awkward talking about this? Are you comfortable?
I'm totally comfortable. It is in my blood. I mean, I grew up above my parents' bar in Lincoln Park.
Oh.
So I love the culture. I love the stories. I love the business. And I worked in the bar and restaurant business throughout my 20s.
Okay.
And to pay for college as well. I still socialize with people who drink and,
okay.
you know, I just don't consume anymore.
Okay. So I didn't want it to be awkward.
Thank you. Thank you for asking.
So yeah, I just wanted to get that out. And Bill's probably like, oh, wow. Okay. This is awesome. But we want to say hi to Bill Welter from Journeyman in Three Oaks, Michigan. Hi, Bill. How are you?
Kathy, Kelly, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. So your story is really fascinating. I mean, first I heard all about the clean cocktails and, you know, using organic farmers. And I thought, oh, I have to come and check this place out. And I read a little bit more about your story. And basically, it's like you went to Scotland and Tasmania, and now you're in Three Oaks. So tell us a little bit about your journey, pardon the pun, with opening Journeyman.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. And as you mentioned, I had an opportunity to live in Scotland for a period of time in 2000 and 2001, and that's really where I got into to drinking whiskey. I didn't learn a lot about making it, but I certainly learned kind of the passion that the Scots had for distilled spirits and specifically whiskey. And through that experience, I was able to take what I learned and follow that experience and open my own distillery with my wife in 2010 here in Three Oaks, Michigan.
That's fantastic. How does Tasmania play into this whole scenario?
Yeah. So while living in Scotland, not unlike Kelly mentioned, I worked in the hospitality industry. I was waiting tables in a small restaurant in St. Andrews. And while waiting those tables, I became friends with one of the bartenders who was from Tasmania. Greg Ramsey was his name. Greg and I remained close friends through the years, and shortly after our time in St. Andrews, Greg opened his own distillery in Tasmania.
Wow.
And that was in 2006, and, you know, at that point in time, the laws in the U.S. didn't really allow for craft distilling to happen, but Australia was a little bit ahead of the game. And Greg opened my eyes to the possibility of actually opening your own small distillery. So I had an opportunity to actually go to Tasmania. I worked at Greg's distillery and came back thinking that I knew how to distill and at a minimum had the courage to say, well, I think this is something that I could do. And in 2010, we opened Journeyman.
Well, and boy, did you do it. Did you do it right? Because not only do you have Journeyman, you've got the restaurant, Staymaker.
That's right. And you know, our premise in 2010 was to focus on sustainability, to create what we have here as an organic distillery. So we make certified organic spirits, and we grow much of the grain that we use for making those spirits on our own certified organic farm. And then in 2015, we followed up our distillery by opening a restaurant and using some of those same premises in terms of how we wanted to create our food.
You should be proud of the fact that you're one of the few certified organic and kosher distilleries in the country, with production truly being grain to glass. I like that, grain to glass.
Oh, it sounds so nice.
Yeah, everything's done from scratch, you know, and that's what we do in the restaurant as well. And you're right. I believe we're one of less than 10 certified organic distilleries in the world, actually.
Wow. And I know you got a James Beard Award for sustainability for seafood, and you guys, you're doing it right. And that's why I wanted to get you guys on the air, because I just think it's fantastic that we have those options for people that want clean cocktails. And I was looking at some of the recipes that you have online, journeymandistillery.com. Mm-hmm. a key lime pie cocktail, fruits of labor. Now, some of these are, I think some of these recipes are being made at restaurants in the Chicago area, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate. You know, when we first opened our doors in 2010, I would say that it didn't, the distillery didn't really open to great fanfare. In fact, I would say that the number one question that we had when people walked in the doors was, you know, what kind of beer do you serve? So we spent a lot of time in the early days educating people on what organic spirits were and just what distilled spirits were in general, and the company continued to grow, and we're fortunate enough today to sell a lot of our product in stores and restaurants in the Chicagoland area. And in fact, we sell our product in 18 states around the U.S. now.
Okay, and product being, see, I don't know the difference between whiskey and bourbon and scotch and rye, the difference. I'm assuming, do you sell all of them, or what is the difference between like whiskey and bourbon?
Well, the difference between whiskey and bourbon is a product of the United States. It has to be distilled in the U.S., has to be 51% or more corn to call it bourbon, and there's a couple of other specific distillation components that determine a product to be bourbon or not. And then whiskey is basically anything else that isn't bourbon. So, for instance, we make a rye whiskey called Last Feather Rye that is our best-selling product. And that rye is made from 60% rye grain and 40% wheat. So the rye is primarily rye.
So are they all the type of alcohol that can be mixed in drinks, or are they like sipping varieties?
A little of both. We feel like the quality of our distillates is at a level where you could drink it on its own, but certainly people love to use it in a variety of different ways and in cocktails, but also just enjoying the product as it is. So, you know, both drinking it neat or on the rocks and also in cocktails.
What would you suggest is the best way for people like me before I started drinking like mules? And because I can't drink it straight, like it hits my nostrils. I'm like, whoa, because I'm kind of a lightweight anymore. So the best way to introduce people to whiskey or bourbon, is it by making it in these cocktails, or if do you have any suggestions for like sipping?
For us, we feel like, and for many small distilleries around the United States, is actually to visit that distillery now. We're fortunate.
Okay.
Where when we first got started.
That'll be our next trip.
Yeah, when we first got started in 2010, there were less than 300 distilleries in the United States, and now there's over 2,000 in the U.S. And I recommend to people to visit your local distillery, go right in. For instance, at our place, we do flights. Where you can sit down right at the bar or at one of our tables, and you can sample those different distilled spirits that we make right in the distillery. And I think the experience, especially at our place, is truly unique in the sense that our distillery is located in a great little town of Three Oaks, but also in an old 1800s factory building where Kelly, actually, the guy that built our building in the 1800s, his name was E.K. Warren, and he was a huge prohibitionist. So we've got some great great stories around here.
And what was the deal with the corsets? It was an old corsets factory, buggy and whip?
That's right. So, as I mentioned, the gentleman, E.K. Warren, started his business here in the 1800s, and he made corsets and buggy whips. And basically what he did was he took the quill of a turkey feather, made a lightweight, flexible stave out of it that basically replaced the whalebone in women's corsets. And the same product could be used to manufacture buggy whips. And essentially, the guy revolutionized the way women's clothing was being made around the world.
Oh, get out. And he's from Three Oaks.
He's from Three Oaks and started his business right here in town and grew basically a worldwide empire.
Wow, so much culture.
I love it. And you guys, I mean, you're doing the same. It's not just the distillery. You've got the restaurant, and I know that there's lodging. Are you guys getting into, like, live music as well?
Yeah, and you can see a lot of that stuff on our website at journeymandistillery.com. And basically, we've got a wonderful facility here. It's 40,000 square feet. We've got the restaurant, of course, which is open 7 days a week. We've got the lodging component, as you mentioned. We do entertainment. We've got a live comedy show coming up in August.
Jeez. Oh, and what about the golf? Don't you have miniature golf?
Yeah, so I've always said that putting the distillery here in Three Oaks, in many ways, I have a love affair for Scotland, and particularly St. Andrews. I grew up playing the game of golf and actually went to school on a golf scholarship, and so the game's been very good to me. I have another great friend who is in the golf course construction business. His name is Craig Haltom, and Craig assisted me in building a 30,000 square foot putting green that's located right behind our distillery. It's all natural grass, and it's quite an experience. It's free for kids 12 and under. We want to get kids playing the game. That's been so great. So there's a lot of entertainment here. There's a lot of things to do for families, and it's a great little part of the country here in Southwest Michigan.
Okay, tell us the website one more time.
Journeymandistillery.com, and that kind of, the website's fantastic, outlines everything that you can do, not only here at our distillery, but around the area.
Okay, we have to let you go, but I have one quick question before we do, Bill. I was drinking a beer the other day, and I noticed, I was like, whoa, that, like, a couple sips. I know I'm a lightweight, but I checked the alcohol content, and then I realized it was 2015. And then I looked into it, and somebody said, beer expires. Does beer expire? Like, and it was a craft beer. It wasn't like Pabst.
Yeah, definitely.
No offense, I think, to Pabst.
You never heard of skunked
like
beer?
I grew up with
Pabst. Yeah, beer expires, and that's one of the great things about whiskey is, you know, I think there's a real history to whiskey. Sometimes you get a bottle of it for a special event or what have you, and you have that bottle around, and you can reminisce about the things that have occurred since you've had that bottle of whiskey, and it's great for storytelling with friends around a campfire or whatever the special event is.
Excellent. All right, Bill, thank you so much for your time. Good luck this weekend. And I swear I'm coming up there sometime because it just sounds like a fantastic place.
I think we should just get in the car and drive after.
Right? It seems like we're always open 7 days a week. We're only an hour from Chicago. We'd love to have you both out and love to have the folks from Chicago out to visit us. So
and
thank
you've got
you.
Lodging, so we're set.
We're set. All right. That's what we're doing this weekend.
Home from the distillery.
Awesome. Bill, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great night.
All right, you too. All right, it's 10:51 on 720 WGN with Kathy Hart and Kelly Kitley. We're going to be talking coming up out of the break about some stuff going on in the city this weekend, if you're brave enough. Again, 10:51 on WGN. Hi, it's 10:55 on 720 WGN. I was just reading a text. I have to read this one out loud. 630, just saying, hate to be mean, Kathy's complaining that she's working till 1 a.m. She hasn't been on WGN in months. She works 3 hours and she's complaining when she does.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, if I was complaining, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that I typically don't stay up until 1 a.m. It's more an observation. I'm having a blast. I think it's great. It's also kind of weird. I truly feel like we just kind of took over the radio station. We're like having a party and we're not supposed to be here,
it's
and we're going to
so
get in
wild.
Trouble. It's weird because nobody's here and
the blinds are closed.
I know.
It's,
I know.
You know. You don't see anybody in the hallway.
No, I am having a blast. But, Ro, were we supposed to do a music bump coming in? Because we're talking about, you can play anything. Just throw something at me and we'll run with it. Because I love the music bumps. And I know you put some together. But I saw that text and I got distracted.
They've been on point.
So
going back to the dancing.
Well, we're talking about Pitchfork at Union Park over the weekend, and it starts tomorrow, and it's going to be insane tomorrow. I worry a little bit though about Mavis Staples. Remember we were telling
80 years old, right?
She just turned 80 years old.
Jeez.
And she's going to be performing. Now, granted, that's going to be tomorrow night, and I'm hoping it's going to be okay. But I mean, not just Mavis, but all the performers that are playing throughout the day. Hope they're staying hydrated. So do you have some of the clips, any of the music clips from any of the Pitchfork people?
I do have Two White Crew, but...
Oh, you do? Okay. Two White Crew is playing Taste of River North.
Okay, Taste
of
River
North. Two White Crew! Yes.
Other than that, I do have a little bit of other summer music.
The Isley Brothers or summer music. That's fine. All right, so let's hear a little Two White Crew. I haven't heard them in forever.
Okay, hold up.
Okay. Or Nina Cherry. I know Nina Cherry's playing Pitchfork. You know she's 55 years old. Nina Cherry. What was the name of her song? I can't remember. We'll have to go back and find it. But now we have Two White Crew, 16 Candles, playing Taste of River North. That's going on this weekend. They're doing a couple of tribute bands. I think Dave Matthews, tribute band, John Mayer, tribute band. So it should be good. But the weather.
Yeah, but you know what? As you said before, Chicagoans are so tough, and we are going to embrace it, and people are going to have a blast.
What do you mean we? You're going to be in your house with popsicles and air conditioning.
Right, I'm embracing it. I'm embracing it.
Oh, my God.
I've never heard white girls sing this song. So this is interesting.
Wait, what is this?
This is a white girl?
Is this too white? No.
This is them performing for WGNT.
No way.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Okay. So another a 90s band. That's Taste of River North. They're going to be there on Friday night. The Isley Brothers, we mentioned, are going to be at Pitchfork. I love that Pitchfork is bringing in people a little bit older, but it's similar to when at Lollapalooza they brought in Paul McCartney. That just didn't feel right. I love Paul McCartney.
Different genre.
Didn't seem, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't mesh.
So it's interesting that Pitchfork, they're bringing in Mavis Staples, who I love, and the Isley Brothers. I just think the crowd is going to be a really diverse group, and they're all, one thing they will all have in common, they're going to be sweating in places they didn't know they had, for sure, because it's going to be hot.
It's going to get rowdy.
But I don't want to complain. All right, so coming up after the break at 11 o'clock, summer vacation, speaking of summer and heat and hot, summer vacation gone bad? Or did it? We're going to get that coming up after the break at 11 o'clock right now on 720 WGN. All right, we've only been here an hour and we've already lost control. So just a couple of things to clarify. I am a complete idiot. Ro, when you played that clip by Two White Crew, I am an idiot because it's Two Live Crew. Two White Crew is the remake band.
That explains a lot.
Because when you played that, I'm like... This isn't Two White Crew.
Nope, it was definitely Two White Crew.
And then when you made that comment about the... I'm like, what? Like, who is doing a parody?
You cannot play Two Live Crew songs on the radio.
So
that's
tell me...
80s old school.
What are the names of the songs again?
Me So Horny.
Oh, God.
Hoochie Mama.
What?
Get It Girl.
Okay. Apparently, I don't remember much of Two Live Crew.
Oh,
I
mean, they were the best.
Oh, my God. It's been too long.
A little graphic.
So I'm sorry, Ro, when I looked at you like, this is Two White Crew? I'm just an idiot. And then somebody texted in, stop that horrible noise. I don't know if they're talking about me or that music. I'm not sure. But I think we need to be rescued. Again, coming up out of the break, we're going to talk about summer vacations gone bad. Or did it? Who's looking good today? Who's looking good in every way? No stop key. Go, Kelly. You better watch, don't mess with me. No money man.
Oh my gosh.
My love. If you're watching it, WGNradio.com, you're getting a special treat. You sing, you dance.
Every time we dance.
Okay, do you know Nina Cherry is 55? She's 55. What?
Years young.
How is that possible? Anyway, she's one of the artists out at Pitchfork. And we don't have a lot of time because we have a guest coming up at 11:15. But I did want to talk a little bit about summer vacations. It's Kathy Hart and Kelly Kitley with me on WGN 720. It's 11:11 in the Allstate Skyline studio. We are live. Anything you want to share, feel free. 312-981-7200. You can call or text. So we were talking about summer vacation. And off the air, we just discovered that we were both at the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, where?
We go to LBI, Long Beach Island.
Stop.
Beach Haven.
Stop.
Where do you go?
So my husband is from Jersey. We met at my parents' bar 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he's a Jersey boy. And his family has a home in Long Beach Island that he grew up going to every summer. But his parents retired in this little Norman Rockwell place called Spring Lake.
Wow.
In between Belmar and Manasquan, which the Jersey Shore, that horrible reality show that gave it the worst rap.
Totally.
But it's this like beautiful place that is just... Everybody's on vacation, I feel like, when you're there, and everybody's in a good mood.
Yes.
It's just, you have ocean and family and good food.
And the sea air. Oh, there's something about it. I just feel so good when I'm there. So we go every year, same thing. Been going, I think, since I was 10 years old. My dad got remarried, and his wife has a place there, and they've been going there forever. So we started going there, and now my kids want to go every year, and they're taking their friends, and it's just a great place. So we fly into Philly.
Uh-huh.
It's like a 2-hour flight, no big deal. So a couple weeks ago, we were leaving. It was right before, I think, July 4th. And just like today, storms, a lot of flights canceled. So our flight was first delayed, then canceled. So they sent us to Memphis, and then they were going to fly us Memphis to Philly.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, I'm traveling with my 11-year-old son and my best friend. So we're like, all right, it's Memphis. I've been to Memphis. We have 4 hours. Let's just get an Uber. We'll drive past Graceland. We'll go to the Peabody Hotel where they have the famous ducks in the fountain. We hit Beale Street. And
I got to be the Peabody Duck Master one day. I lived down there, yeah.
Did, Ryan Burrow? No way.
Yeah, I worked at a radio station down there right off Beale Street.
Oh, wow. That had to be pretty cool.
There's nothing like being in your mid-20s along Beale Street. That's a good place to spend your mid-20s.
Oh, and you survived.
Somehow, yeah.
So that's good. Well, we spent about like 3 hours, whatever, having some fun. And then we go back to the airport and our flight's delayed. Then it's delayed again. Then it's canceled.
Oh, gosh.
So we're in Memphis, and we ended up going back to the Peabody. Somehow they had a room, because all the other hotels near the airport were sold out.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, my God, the Peabody's going to be like $1,000 a night. Well, we ended up finding a really small room, and we made it work, and it was good, because I just didn't have a choice. I'm like, oh, my God, what do we do? So I just wanted to show my son, instead of being a complainer, which apparently I am. And I can do that sometimes. So I wanted to teach him. It's like, look, let's make lemonade out of this situation. Let's not bitch and complain. Let's just make the best of it. And so we stayed the night in Memphis, and we ended up having a blast. And I want to say, so the next day they flew us from Memphis back to Chicago, and then Chicago to Philly.
Oh, my gosh. You were ready for a vacation.
So it was kind of a nightmare. But the whole experience in Memphis, actually, it was like, wait, summer vacation gone bad? But it didn't. Like, we took that as a blessing.
That is awesome. I give it to you, even to leave for the 4-hour delay. You know, I think it's hard to kind of navigate when you don't know what's going on. Where are you going to go with only 4 hours? I would have just found a spot on the floor and
took
a nap.
Uber.
Sure.
Because it's like, okay, and most of the Uber drivers, they're from there, so they know what they're doing and where to go and all that. So it was good. What about your Jersey vacation? Did you have a good time? Did anything, you know, memorable?
You know, we look forward to this every year. We take 2 weeks off and we road trip and stop in Akron, Ohio.
Oh, you do a road trip?
Yeah, we do. Oh. All six of us. It's
That's all you have to say is road trip.
That's it. But once we get there, I mean, my kids are 4 of 17 cousins. I think there were at one point 17 or 19 people staying in my in-laws' house. We're a block from the beach. We ride bikes.
Oh, nice.
What was memorable? There was an awesome storm, kind of like we had here today in Chicago. But that was maybe one of our last nights there. So we had great weather.
I wonder if it was the same time, because when we were on the beach, there was a storm that came in, and I kept thinking, whoa, those waves are intense. It was actually thunder. I thought it was waves crashing. It was thunder, like a few beaches down. Mm. They ended up evacuating the beach. There was also a shark that was caught in Beach Haven.
Oh, nice.
While we were there. Just a guy, like, at the shore, like, there on the beach. You see those guys with the fishing poles out? He caught a shark.
On his line?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
It was crazy. So I told my son, he wanted me to go in. I'm like, you're getting me up to my ankles. And that's it. Because I saw Jaws. and it was real.
Yeah, it is real.
So yeah.
Real scary.
Yeah, summer vacation gone bad. So if you have any summer vacation stories to share, feel free. 312-981-7200. We do have a guest coming up, Marsha Kempton. Kempton might sound familiar if you've ever stayed in a Kempton hotel. That was her father, but she is making a name for herself. Is she ever? She's got a movie that she basically wrote, directed, produced, starred in. It's won 37 awards. We're going to talk to her coming out of the break. Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN TV morning news team, weekdays 4 to 10. We're coming back after the break with Marsha Kempton. It's 11:17 on WGN. Got to hear a little bit of singing. My heat goes, my
heat goes boom. Snoop Dogg. Snoop-a-loop. And my heat goes boom. Yeah, my heat goes boom.
Boom, boom, boom. He might be talking about different heat, though. Right? All right. It's 11:20, 7:20 WGN with Kathy Hart and Kelly Kitley sitting in as my co-host. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is so fun.
It's amazing we just met today.
So many serendipitous encounters we've had in a short amount of time.
And I love that word, and I know someone else who will appreciate that word, Marsha Kempton, who is our guest. She grew up in Wilmette, Glenview, so she's a local Chicago girl. Done good! Bardo Blues is the name of her movie. It's a thriller, and it has won 37 awards. Insane. Hi, Marsha, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on, Kathy and Kitty.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about Bardo Blues, the movie.
I thought of the idea about 10 years ago. One, when I went to Thailand, because I love the beauty and scenery. And then secondly, when my late night show went off the air in San Francisco, I started studying this mystic, Emanuel Swedenborg. He was from the 17th century. And he basically had the ability to go to heaven and hell while living here. And when I read and I studied him for over 8 years, so I came to this idea that I wanted to capture a little bit of the descent of my brother's mental illness along with my suffering as an artist and depression, and combine that into the spiritual idea that what is the descent into madness, what are the trigger points and how does that happen? But I didn't want it to be depressing. So I said, wow, if I could shoot in Northern Thailand and make it kind of this mystical thriller, then I could bring people into these ideas that I wanted to illuminate them to. Mm.
So what is Bardo exactly?
Well, I can't answer that because it's a Tibetan word, and if I do, it gives away part of the mystery of the movie.
Oh.
So I decide to trick people. Some people look it up before, and then they know some of the, let's just say, the clues. The greatest compliment I've gotten, because this is a small independent film with a first-time actor in almost every scene, and he isn't a well-known actor, so it's really hard in independent films trying to get your film out there. But we had a great splash in May in many cities where I opened it. But now it's on iTunes and Amazon, and the thing about it is that if you watch it a second time, the greatest compliment I get is that people saw all the clues. But if I gave away part of the name, you would know what some of the clues are the first time watching it.
Interesting.
The trailer was amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so attention grabbing and so interesting. You know, my husband's an actor, and so I can really appreciate all the different roles that you played in creating that, Marsha. I mean, it's amazing.
Thank you. I did it out of survival. I've been in the industry, or let's say outside of Hollywood, for a very long time, and I've always tried to get in. And it was basically, I had this story, and I knew that if I didn't write it, and I didn't produce it, and I've always been an actress, and not getting jobs, and I didn't get myself in the movie, right, and I didn't direct it, I wouldn't have this movie, and I had to self-finance it. And what is interesting is it's the most gratifying thing that I have ever done in my life. And it's been nothing less than a dream come true, because when you do as many screenings as I have, and the people that do see it just online, and you get these, you know, mentionings on Facebook, or they come up to you and say, this movie changed my life, then I know that I've created art with the intention to, like I said, to illuminate people to ideas of how do we personally today, living here, choose heaven or hell? And for me, it's often keeping the TV off. Because I just I get pulled into the news, and you know the news is not always positive, so it's just interesting. I just the movie shot in Thailand, but it really is a personal journey that we all have to take about the choices we have to make daily. And then my brother, he had a more difficult run, and I know you know there's a lot of people struggling with mental illness out there, and 10% of the proceeds go to onemind.org, which has raised $220 million to find a cure to mental illness. Wow. And once I'm making a profit with this independent film, I like the idea of changing the paradigm of filmmaking where it always has a charitable contribution. And my hope is to make a dent in, you know, this tragic epidemic problem of mental illness.
Oh boy, when you say epidemic, that is absolutely the case. We're speaking with Marsha Kimpton. She has produced, written, starred in, directed Bardo Blues, the movie. So how challenging is it being a female director? I can hear the frustration in your voice. I mean, even though you've won 37 awards, you know, all around the world, how frustrating that in the United States, it's not getting the recognition that it sounds like it absolutely deserves.
Thank you. It does. And only 4% of women get the jobs. And I don't know how
as
that
director
is so disproportional. Yep, in Hollywood, 4%.
Wow.
Unless you want to go out and self-finance your film, and you can only do that once because it's just too expensive. I mean, it's a low-budget film that looks like a high-budget film. But, you know, the real truth is I've got it. My next script is about a big pharma corruption. It isn't about today's with the Sackler and the opiate crisis.
Whoa, you're going there?
No, I'm going to 1980s. Where I'm not going to name the pharmaceutical company because I don't want to, you know, a gun to my head.
But
they knowingly killed people around the world, and the families are still trying to settle 40 to 50 years later. So I've got this story, and I'm going to the big Hollywood actresses that I actually think if they saw my movie, right, and they read the script, they would give me an opportunity. And right now, Annenberg put together a 4% challenge where women get the opportunity with either the studios or certain actresses or actors that have signed up to actually get women more of the ability to direct. But I have to tell you, I don't feel like anything has changed, and I don't want to be negative. It is quite impossible to break down the doors as a woman director.
Yeah, there are a lot of doors coming down, and I appreciate it, and it seems like a really slow process. But I'm telling you, Marsha, it takes more women coming out with movies that you came out with, like this Bardo Blues, that shows people what female directors are capable of. And Kathleen Bigelow, was that the other female director? She won an Academy Award. So little by little.
No woman got nominated for this year at Oscars. And the movie The Rider by Chloe Zhao is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen. And she did not get nominated. And so it's still
a game.
white male club in Hollywood. And it is changing. It really is.
Well, I just want to say thank you so much as somebody who, you know, treats people who struggle with depression and anxiety on a daily basis as a psychotherapist. I mean, you are breaking the silence and the stigma and giving people permission to talk about it. So I just,
well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I found meditation and yoga. My brother didn't. And of course, he went to every hospital and was put on every medication. And he tried as hard as anybody to break, you know, his pain. But I found at least I was able to stop the spiral. And again, it's a genetic thing. There's so many complications with it. You don't know where
absolutely.
It's part of the family.
Yeah. Sure.
You know that. But it's amazing to have a movie that really is a thriller. It really is. It is an exciting thriller. But by the end, I'm sitting up there in front of people having a discussion that we all should be having. How are we going to solve this?
And so
what
healing
are the solutions?
For you.
It's a good question. And you know what, Marcia, we have to get into a news break, but I do have a couple more things I really want to talk to you about that I think are really important. So can you hang on for a little bit after the news break?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Fantastic. We're going to speak more with Marcia Kempton about Bardo Blues and some other things. In fact, I want to ask her about some advice for some other female creatives. So stick around. That's coming up on WGN. The dog days are over. The dog days are done. Oh, yeah. Love this song. Oh, the dog days are not over. It's 11:38 on 720 WGN with Kathy Hart and my co-host tonight, Kelly Kitley. Thanks for coming in tonight. So it's interesting, we were talking about that song off the air, how it kind of played an important part in big decisions in our life. What was yours?
Mine was when I decided to stop drinking for good.
Dog days are over.
Dog days are over.
Yeah. And mine was a relationship.
Mm.
So Marcia Kempton has been nice enough to stay on hold during the news break. Thank you. We're talking with you about your movie, Bardo Blues. But I know that isn't Florence and the Machine one of your favorite bands?
Yes. I love her so much. I love that you picked that song. When I'm having dark days, I just think the dog days are over. And I'll never forget circling in New York City about, I would say, 10 times in a park where there was snow, and I was about to meet HBO. And I kept on thinking, the dog days are over. I'm going to get my own show on HBO. But it didn't happen. It's not over until it's over. But what's exciting is, you know, I did make this film out of nothing. The idea that you make it out of the ether, you know, yeah, into something that you're so proud of, it feels like the dog days are over in regards to certain chapters of my life.
For sure. And a lot of people are going through dog days. We mentioned a little bit before the break about mental illness and how your brother suffered, and you've got your own story as well. And when we were talking earlier, you talked about how, you know, you wrote it out with certain things, yoga and meditation, and found a way out. And sadly, your brother did not. Do you have advice for anyone that might be living with someone like your brother where you see that they might not be getting the help that they need?
Well, it's so difficult because each case is different. And of course, I was always there for my brother as my sisters were. And my father passed a while back, but my stepmother was definitely there for him. The problem is in the system is that if you have the kind of depression that I had, my father had it, Bill Kempton, that created Kempton Hotels, so you would have never known he was depressed. You would have never known when I was depressed, right?
Sure, and
I
saw him higher yoga, functioning yoga. And maybe yeah, maybe and on the outside, you know, it doesn't
really
look
high
like,
functioning, yeah, like yeah, myself. Mm-hmm. And I always saw him do yoga and meditation, and he did say that was the answer. And I will tell you, it is a rare day that I have depression now. And I you know, I'm very careful about my intake with alcohol because that can always get me off.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm the type of person that luckily found yoga and meditation and hot yoga. It changed my life. And I can say single-handedly, when I went through a divorce and my daughter got gravely ill and a lot of chapters in my life that were quite difficult, which I wrote a book calling Escaping Hollywood Bardo. And it's not just about escaping the Hollywood system. It's just about a memoir of a person's life and how you can transcend anything. And look, I'm living my dream.
A book but and what, a movie?
Yeah, I worked very hard.
Wow.
But I want to go back to this point. There's two types of people, and we had this in our family, is that it's the ones that can get out with the healthiest way of yoga and meditation, not taking in too much alcohol or quitting it altogether. And if you are going to use a pharmaceutical drug, it'll help you over the hump until you find the ways to actually cure it. And I think yoga and meditation does it. The problem is, and I believe this with my brother, but this is very controversial in our family. The problem is, these drugs out there are lifesavers, and my other brother was saved from suicide. So, you know, we've got it on both sides of our family. But once you get in the system where they're constantly giving you a new drug or more drugs, right, in effort to help you, you start chemically getting imbalanced. And I am convinced that the dopamine in his body went down lower and lower and lower, and to the point that the drugs, you know, is almost like a form of crystal meth, were so addictive and so damaging to the brain. So I think you, each case is separate, you know, different, as you know, as a kiddie, and you go and you find the best help you can, right? But, and my brother saw it, and he saw it, and he saw it, and he never stopped. But the question I have is, if it is not working, right, you really have to monitor less is more. And my brother was an avid runner, and he ran every day. So I think that most people know with depression, it's a really difficult thing sometimes to exercise, but it's actually crucial.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys agree with me.
Absolutely.
No,
crucial.
I do, for mm-hmm. sure. Because what it, physiologically, what it does to the body, it's a definite
help. It's a mood enhancer.
But what I find really, when you're talking, Marcia, about the drugs, is because I know someone that was on some antidepressants, and some were horrible and some worked, but then they only worked for a little time, and they were on this massive roller coaster ride, and they relied 100% on their doctor. Their doctor really didn't know a lot what was going on with them, but they just took whatever pill the doctor told them to take. How much does the root cause of mental illness come into play, and even discovering what the root cause is?
Well, I think oftentimes there does need to be a holistic approach that I'm a cognitive behavioral therapist. So we're looking at thought patterns and behaviors. And for some people, medication is really life-saving and crucial for mm-hmm. treatment. And for some people, it doesn't work as well as it does for others. So I do believe that it is a case-by-case basis, and there isn't one straight way to treat each and every mental health issue that people struggle with. But somebody needs to really want the help.
So what would you recommend for someone who might be struggling with mental illness and they feel like they're not getting the care that they need?
You have to be an advocate for yourself. And certainly if you're struggling to do that, being able to find an ally, whether it's a family member or a friend, to go to appointments with you and to not put all the trust in the doctor, and being able to advocate for yourself.
For yourself. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we could talk for a long time because mental illness is absolutely an epidemic in this country. But Marcia, we thank you for your time. Tell us again. I know that you're relaunching your movie Bardo Blues in October.
October 10th. Well, you can get it on Amazon or iTunes or almost any digital outlet, and on VOD. Most of the TVs have it. And if you're wondering where you get it, it's definitely BardoBlues.com, Bardo Blues. But I'm relaunching it around, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life because I feel so strongly about trying to at least make a dent in the mental health system. So October 10th is World Mental Health Day. And then again, I'll be out always in the month of May, which is the month of Mental Illness Month in America, and just kind of finding unique places to talk about it, show the movie, get the discussion going about solutions. And I do agree it's case by case, but the two things I will say right on this radio show that I think is so important, it's a state of mind. And if you're in an unhealthy state of mind, get yourself checked into a hospital. But if you're in a situation where you realize it's a state of mind, you get in nature, you put music on, or you exercise. And medicating with alcohol or marijuana inevitably takes you down the darker road. That's all I can say unequivocally. So I wish people could find meditation and yoga like I did.
Hmm. Well, thank you for sharing your story, Marcia, and spreading the word on mental illness and with the charity work that you're doing and the work that you're doing for female directors and women in Hollywood. So congratulations on your success, and we hope to hear more from you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thank you, Marcia.
Good night.
Take care. All right. Again, Bardo Blues. You can check that out, BardoBlues.com. It's 11:47 on WGN. Yeah. Well, we have summer. I remember. I was here during the coldest day of the year, and now here for the hottest day tomorrow of the year. And it's just, it's Chicago weather. We're used to it, you know?
Extreme.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's 11:51 on 720 WGN. I'm Kathy Hart, along with my co-host tonight, Kelly Kitley. I know Marcia kept calling you, I think, Kitley.
Kitty.
Or Kitty.
Kitty. Yeah.
Oh.
I've been called that before.
Kitty, Kelly, Kitley. Whatever. It's a fun name.
I've been called worse. So, Kitty's just fine.
You and me both, sister. You and me both. So anything you want to share, 312-981-7200 is the number. You can either call or text that number. We would be happy to hear from you. I know that we were talking earlier about the Jersey Shore, and you wanted to mention what?
I wanted to mention, you know, we were talking about drinking and Jersey Shore. And did you ever go to a bar called Nardi's? In LBI?
Oh my God, yes. Nardi's is pretty close to where we are, and they have like a shuttle. You can like take their shuttle.
Yeah, my husband's family's home is on Weldon Place, which is right by Nardi's.
No way.
Uh-huh. And they had an awesome band called the Swingin' Johnsons.
Swingin' Johnsons? Well, hello.
Yes. And they had some of those hanging off their guitars.
Oh,
you know,
my.
Kind of classy.
All right.
But I popped in my head and I meant to ask you if you had been there. I'm sure you have because it's like.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's for Long Beach Island and the Jersey Shore. It's definitely Nardi's is one of the places well known. And what about Hudson House? Have you ever been to Hudson?
No.
That's like the dive bar.
Oh, I love a good dive
at
bar.
At the Jersey Shore. And it's right around the corner from our place. So we would hear people at all hours. You try to have the windows open at night, get that ocean breeze,
yeah.
And you just hear the drunks all night long. I was one of them at one point, but staying out late, and now it's like I barely see midnight. Although we're about to see midnight. Woohoo!
I'm going to celebrate. We need to have a toast.
It's almost like a New Year's Eve thing. We're making it to midnight, and we have to go another hour. Not have to. I shouldn't say have to.
We get to.
We get to go another hour. So we're going to have some fun. We are going to talk a little bit more summer. I mean, I know everybody's just living the summer life and trying to soak in as much as they possibly can before it goes back to being cold. Do you think that we're going to have do you think that our seasons are shifting a little bit?
Global warming? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely part of it. And I think it's been consistent with our seasons shifting. It seems like September is more like August of years past.
And we have to embrace it because before we know it, we're going to be complaining about the cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to just get out there and enjoy it or stay in your home and eat popsicles, whatever you choose.
That's right. As long as it's sunny. I'm not a big humid weather person. I can deal with hot weather, but...
But just to have the sun shining.
Yes.
Is a game changer.
I'll take that. I will absolutely. And all we have to do is think back to winter when we were outside in the heaviest coats possible and still bone chilling. So now we get our thaw.
Yeah.
And we're going to have our thaw for a while. So I feel like I'm starting to spit when I talk. Does it sound like I'm spitting?
Not at all. You are so clear.
When I talk. Okay, so let me tell you quickly. I've had like this major health transformation. You don't need to hear the whole thing. I was exposed to mold and blah, blah, blah. And I've gone through the whole healing process. And it's just been a whole learning education. Part of it is getting rid of the mercury in my teeth because a lot of the stuff, the molds in my head was causing some problems that may very well be evident right now. But part of it was having some teeth removed, root canals, root cause on Netflix.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if I want to recommend people watch it because I'm like, what is that? Some crazy statistics that I heard. A lot of women, like 90% of women with breast cancer have had root canals. And oftentimes it's on the same side as the breast that's affected, as the root canal. So anyway, so I had 3 root canals. So all in a row on my upper. So I had all 3 removed. And
let's see.
I had an implant removed on the other side. Look at. I am a hillbilly.
It well though. I wouldn't have even noticed.
Okay, good, because I felt like I was spitting and I don't want to be a spit talker. Good thing we're far enough apart that I'm not like directly spitting on you. So sometimes it just feels like I'm talking funny. And of course, in this business, you're a little worried about that. But they gave me a partial denture similar to what hockey players wear. Stop laughing at me, Kelly. Gosh.
At least it's not your front
tooth. How old am I? Oh, I know. I have a friend that had one. She had one tooth removed in the front. On top and one on the bottom the front. Oh, so I make fun of her, but I have a partial denture. So there's no way I can wear that because I absolutely spit and I just sound, it's an absolute disaster. So, all right.
What an awesome story. I mean, seriously. I'm being totally.
Oh,
you're being so vulnerable about it.
I thought you were joking. I share everything, sometimes a little too much.
I love it.
I just wanted to explain my spit talking. So coming up out of the news, we are going to talk a little bit about things that we wish our kids had to experience that they don't, but we wish they did. And that's coming up after the news. And do I have to read anything here? Nope. We're good. Right, Dan?
Yep.
We are good. It's 11:57 on WGN.
Go to WGNradio.com/events.
The beep. I always love hearing the beep on WGN. I grew up listening to WGN, Wally Phillips, and every time we heard the beep, like my parents listened, and the beep, oh man, that beep just takes me back.
So it nostalgic, huh?
Takes me back. So, okay, wait, there were a couple of things I wanted to wrap up. You've been sitting in front of this thing in foil, this paper plate.
I've been asking you for hours. So
I totally forgot to say. Well, because I heard if you need energy, and I thought we might.
Yeah.
But clearly.
Final hour.
I had my coffee.
Hour.
I heard apples help you get energy quickly. I know, boring.
It's very natural.
Whatever. It's very natural. Uh-huh. I'm giving you a choice. Or open what's in the foil.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's, if you don't mind, like hand me down or leftovers.
Not at all.
My daughter turns 18 on Saturday, so I brought some of her birthday cake. Her little brother had to go out of town. So he wanted to make a cake for her before she left out of town. He's 11. So I thought it was really sweet that he wanted to make a cake. We have this massive cake, and right now it's just my daughter and I. So I will eat the entire thing if it's in my house. So I wanted to bring some here.
So you're sharing it.
Sugar.
Okay.
Cake.
Great.
Have some cake or an apple.
Well, and you know, I actually might even re-gift this and bring it home because my 13-year-old son just texted me and said, "Congratulations, Mom, you made it up until midnight." So he'll be waiting up for me, no doubt. He'll be very happy to know that I brought him a piece of cake home. So
take the cake.
Thank you.
Speaking of kids, your kids are never going to get to experience this, and it makes us sad. Not just your kids, my kids, and you guys listening, even your kids. We're going to get to that coming up out of the news. Chicago Stories told 24/7 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say, play WGN Radio on TuneIn. It is 12:01 midnight. Woo!
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot. I want to take my clothes off.
I just do the part.
You're the backup singer.
You can do the rest. Yeah, I'm not a singer. I can't dance. I really don't have much skills, but many skills. So it's Kathy Hart on WGN 720, along with Kelly Kitley, who is joining me. I think it's just so fantastic that we just met earlier, and we're having a blast. So
it's great.
It's been a lot of fun. We're in the Allstate Skyline Studio at 12:08. It doesn't even feel like midnight. It really doesn't.
What time does it feel like?
I don't know, like 8, 9 o'clock?
Well, look outside, too. I mean, the view up here is gorgeous.
Oh, it's so beautiful. This city is just, when I was driving in, the skyline, there is no better skyline in the world, I challenge you, than the Chicago skyline.
I do agree.
Personal favorite. But anyway, so we are just having some fun. It's going to be pretty casual for the last hour. So if there's anything you guys want to contribute, join in, we'd be happy to hear from you. 312-981-7200. You can text or call. We did get a text. Somebody said something about it being 98 degrees in Phoenix. Yes, I know it's a dry heat, but still. So, hey, it could be 98 degrees. So it's not. Although it's still,
it will be.
It's still warm, right? Tomorrow. This heat wave has been absolutely crazy. I was going through a storage unit earlier in the week. I didn't intend to do it until the weekend, but I knew with the weather coming up, I'm like, no way, because it's not an air-conditioned storage unit. No way am I going to be in the storage unit in this weather. So I got out a little bit earlier, and again, I'm not going to go into the long story, but a couple years ago, I was diagnosed with a mold illness. And because of the toxins that are released from water damage mold, 1 in 4 people can't process those toxins. So it causes a bunch of problems, blah, blah, blah. So getting that all worked out. But anything that was exposed to those airborne toxins, I had to get rid of. So, you know, anywhere. And so a lot of the stuff in my house, we had a little bit of mold in the house. And because we live by a river, a lot of stuff comes from the outside, from the river and the moisture into the house. Anyway, long story short, my doctor's like, you basically have to get rid of everything in your house, or you have to go through particle cleaning.
Oh, gosh.
So we had a lot of stuff in storage. I sold my house. And again, it's fine for people that don't have this condition, but still went through all the remediation and everything and put a lot of the stuff into storage. Well, unfortunately, a lot of it just grew mold there and it was a mess. So I had to get rid of the whole thing. So I'm in the storage unit. I'm getting rid of all this stuff, like so many memories, photo albums and just all this stuff. So I rented this cargo van and I'm putting everything into this cargo van. I'm like, wait, why am I doing this by myself? I have kids.
Sure.
So
put them to work.
The kids come. And so what you can do is you can go to waste management and you, for a fee, you can drop off your garbage because it was way too much to just leave at the curb. Mm-hmm. And so we load this cargo van with all this garbage and we literally go to waste management in Wheeling. And in order to do this, you have to put on a hard hat and a vest. And so my daughter, she's 17, almost 18, and she's like, are you kidding me? Who wore this thing? Like, I have to put this on my head.
Does it have lice?
And yeah. So I'm like, yes, you have to put it on your head. So, and we had to throw away our shoes. We were literally stepping in the slime of, we were in the garbage pit. What I did not know is they have this like big giant pusher thing, like vehicle.
Uh-huh.
All I had to do was like just dump it out of the van and they would push it into the big garbage pile.
What a family bonding experience.
I did not know that. I swear I still smell like it. We had to throw away our shoes. They were slimy. They were slippery. But there was something, there were some things I was happy to get rid of, but there were some things that I'm just like, I can't believe I'm throwing this away.
It's so hard.
But then I also saw a house phone and my daughter's like, seriously, you're old enough you had to use a house phone? Yes, I'm old enough to use a house phone. So it got me thinking, like, you're never going to, talking to my daughter, you're never going to experience having to answer a phone. Like when the phone rings in the household and you had no idea who the phone was for, mm-hmm. who the call was for, all the kids went running to the phone to be the first one to answer because there was that mystery of, who is it? Who's calling?
Oh, so exciting.
Is it for me?
Yeah.
Especially if you're in high school, is it your friend? Is it a boyfriend? And then your brother answers and it is your boyfriend. And then you go through the whole, your brother talking to your boyfriend and it was embarrassing. And then there's no private place. Like, I don't know how it was in your household. I had to take the phone and thank God we got a long enough extension cord. I could go down the basement and shut the basement door and make it halfway down the basement stairs to have a private conversation.
In like a whispering voice.
Yeah. So was it like that in your house? Are you even old enough?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I wish we still had wall phones and tape recorders, but we had a and there were 5 of us and all very social kids. So the phone was always ringing off the hook. And my dad said, enough. You guys sit on this phone all the time. I'm going to put a coffee jar next to the phone, Hills Brothers coffee can.
Yeah.
And we would have to pay to use the phone. So, and he would have a timer there. So he'd time how long you're on the phone.
Oh, you're kidding.
And for every 20 minutes or so, you'd have to put a dollar in. And eventually, nobody was putting the money in. And he became so agitated by it that he took the phone out of the house. And we had to go across the street to the Golden Nugget Pancake House and use the payphone.
Shut
as a 17-year-old.
Are you kidding?
High school student. No.
Okay, first of all, payphones. I remember the payphones. And talk about greasy slime.
Disgusting.
Yeah, the payphones are pretty. Mm-hmm. So, like, our kids aren't experienced. Dan, have you ever used a house phone? Because we don't need to talk about how old you are.
No, that's
young.
We had a landline growing up. I used house the hardwired house phone all the time.
Okay, And but you've always had a cell phone in your life.
No, I probably didn't get a cell phone until I was like 16.
You've basically had a cell phone your whole life. So by the time you're 16, like when we were 16, we had to answer the house phone and talk to boyfriends and friends on the house phone.
Uh-huh. Find out where people were.
What about you? I don't know how old you are. I'm guessing you're pretty young based by looking at you. Did you ever have to deal with a house phone or kids?
We still have a house phone in my house.
Oh, I love it.
Do you?
Yeah. My mom's old school. Just now got a cell phone.
Wow.
Yeah. She's just getting a cell phone. So, yeah, I grew up with a house phone.
Okay. But fighting over like who was going to answer it and just being excited about...
Or mom picking up the phone while you're on the phone.
Oh, sure.
And listening in.
Oh, that's right.
Like, what was the favorite one? Late at night when I was in high school, the, hey, if I hang up, don't call me back.
Oh. Right? Oh, my gosh. Well, so many great stories. And I know that's one thing that our kids are not going to have to experience. And most kids hopefully are in a situation they don't have to experience. No air conditioning. We had stories about three of us sleeping in a bed. No air conditioning. That got a little nasty. So they're not going to have to experience that either. Most. But who knows? I don't know. Is there anything else that we're forgetting? Anything that you wish your kids had to experience? I don't know if anybody's still awake. Is anybody still awake? It's 12:16 on 720 WGN. Give us a call if you have anything that you think your kids should be experiencing that you wish they could, similar to the house phone. 312-981-7200. Give us a call or a text on WGN. Sounds a little... Oh, I could just listen to this song.
I grew up on this music. I love it so much.
Just make you want to like snap your...
It's nostalgic. Thing.
Yes. Oh, love it. Okay, it's 12:20 on 720 WGN. Kathy Hart with Kelly Kitley as my co-host tonight. Thanks for joining. So we actually have some texts. I'm like, yay, woo. Somebody said we listen all night on WGN. Thank you. 773 area code. Somebody else said when we were talking about things that we wish our kids had to experience, a telephone directory and TV guide. Oh my God, TV guide. Remember that? I remember having to get up and actually change the channel. I'm old enough that it was before remote controls.
Yeah. What were those knobs?
Right. The siblings would fight over who had to get up to change the channel. Happy Days, Welcome Back, Cotter. I remember MASH.
Because they didn't want to get up and change it, or did you fight over who got to change it?
No, our parents said, get up and change the channel. And we're like, I'm not going to do it. You do it. No, you do it. It's your turn. So the siblings would fight. But the TV guide, we totally had a TV guide, a telephone directory. And what were you just talking about?
A phone book.
Yeah.
I was watching a show with the kids yesterday, and it's like an 80s show, and one of the kids...
Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that on air.
That's a side note, that I want to talk about.
Yeah. So Stranger Things, they got me into watching it this season, and the kids take out a phone book and they're looking through it, and I said, now that is like a Google directory, but you can find out business phone numbers and your friends' phone numbers through there. And they were laughing, saying, well, we'll never know what that is. We'll never have to use one.
No, and there are people that still distribute phone books. Every now and then I get one on my front doorstep. It's like a local community.
Yeah, yeah. Such a waste.
I know. I feel bad because I shouldn't say nobody. Very few people use them. I totally forgot. Dan, I'm getting this in. I forgot to do this. Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m. Then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events on See Chicago at 10:30 on WGN-TV. So we were also talking about Stranger Things. My daughter watches and has been talking about it. So many people have been watching it, and I heard it was like a little creepy, and there's like things that attack.
Sci-fi.
And I'm like, it's kind of not my thing. I've been watching Dead to Me.
Oh, that's great.
Christina Applegate. Yeah. Absolutely deserved an Emmy Award. I saw the list of Emmys nomination. She should get the award, hands down. Highly recommend
it's
Dead to Me.
It's a great show.
So I finished it, and then I started watching Stranger Things last night.
Uh-huh.
Season one. And my daughter comes home. She's like, oh, you're finally watching? Because now it's, what, season three?
Yeah.
And binge watch. I had to force myself to stop watching and go to bed.
It's so
last
good.
Night.
I just skipped one and two and jumped right in.
Oh, you did?
Three. Yeah, but they're, my family's so annoyed with me because I asked so many questions about it. Well, I'll go back. I'll
you
go
kinda
back.
Have to.
I know, but
yeah. And then interesting thing about the Jersey Shore, that coming back into yeah. play. Who's the kid that doesn't have his front teeth? Well, in the first season, Dusty?
I forget his name, but I know
you're
talking about.
Yeah, the cute kid with the curly hair. Yeah. In the first season, he's so young. Well, they ran into him at the Jersey Shore at Chegg. It's called Chicken and Egg. They call it Chegg. Open 24 hours. Kind of a crazy place. So I guess he...
For real, in real life.
For real. Uh-huh. Like the real... Yeah. Mm-hmm. His family has been going to the Jersey Shore for a long time.
See, it's the secret little sacred space.
I know. It's kind of cool. Even though the reality show kind of destroyed it for the reputation.
It's not that.
But do we actually have a call, Ro? Are we gonna go to a phone call? Excellent. We're gonna go to Chuck. Hey, Chuck. How are you doing?
Hello.
Thanks for listening, WGN.
Well, you know, the one thing I'm really glad my kids miss that we used to have to do. And it was walk up to a house, a stranger's house, when your car broke down in the middle of the night or you ran out of gas. And I remember a couple times being out in the middle of nowhere, having to, like, try to find a phone and
right.
knocking on random doors. And, you know, I'm really... We used to have people come to... I live out in a rural area, and we used to have people whose cars would break down, and they'd come to the door in the middle of the night looking for a phone.
You know what, though? Chuck, it seems like...
Never happens anymore.
Oh, nowadays, no way. No way. You would walk as far as you had to walk because it's just so scary and dangerous now.
Nobody's walking up to random doors in the middle of the night.
No, not happening anymore. Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate the call and appreciate you listening.
You're welcome. I'm really enjoying your show.
Oh, thanks. So it reminds me of a story when Chuck just brought that up, when we used to snowmobile all the time as a family, and we'd go up to Tomahawk, Wisconsin. And we would, when we were younger, I would ride on the back of my mom's snowmobile, and my little sister would ride on the back with my stepdad. And there was one time she was riding with my mom. We were going too fast when we took a turn, and my little sister fell off and hit a tree. So, as I laugh. So, you know what it is when you laugh when your siblings get hurt? So
it's so funny.
It's hilarious. So she hits the tree, and she actually got hurt. Her helmet, the chin strap, cut her chin open, and her chin was, like, cut open and bleeding. And we're like, oh my gosh, she has to go to the hospital. Like, this is serious. Mm-hmm. So, but we're on snowmobiles and we have no idea where a hospital is. So we ride our snowmobiles to the closest house, and out in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, again, very rural area. And we knock on the door, and it's this older couple, and we drop off my little sister with complete strangers and have them take her to the hospital. And we're like, we'll meet you there. So we had to go kind of the long way, from what I recall, to get to the hospital because we didn't know where to go and whatever. So these strangers said they would take my little sister. We gave my little sister to complete strangers to take her to the hospital.
People did that.
It's before cell phones. Mm-hmm. Like, we didn't know where to go, what to do, where's the hospital. We didn't know what to do with the snowmobile. So it was kind of crazy. So, yeah. Do you have any stories of pre-cell phone getting in trouble?
You know, Ding Dong Ditch, or even, but when you were talking about, or staying out on the street until the street lights came on.
Right.
You know, that was like your spark to come back inside, and you couldn't come back inside until the street lights came on.
No, that's how we grew up. And now our kids are without a cell phone for like 10 minutes and we panic. You have to have a phone. You can't leave without a phone. It's just society we've become.
It creates a little anxiety. But how about this new app? This new aging app?
Oh, I saw that you did it.
Well, it's been all the new rage. And I guess you have to purchase the app?
I think
so. And I've been seeing a lot of people posting it on social media, but one of my clients came in today and she said, oh, do you want to see what you'll look like when...
No!
I said, sure, take a picture of me. And I look exactly like my dad. It's pretty creepy.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. And my sister said, oh, gosh, I would stay out of the sun. You have a lot of wrinkles.
Nice. Well, notice most of the people that are doing it, a lot of celebrities are doing it. Mm-hmm. Most of the people that are doing it are really young. So they think it's funny to see what they look like when they're old.
Sure.
Well, I am old, so I don't need to see what I look, because that's like just a few years away from me. So, no, I don't want to do it. And then I also heard that they get all your information. Like, they get facial recognition, and that's, there's a whole
story.
They're
Russian spies.
Right.
And, yeah, I heard it.
All that. It's like, okay, fun police. We're just trying to have a little fun. But, yeah, no, I didn't see it. I look in the mirror every day, and I'm pretty darn close to that.
Stop
so
it.
I'm like, no,
I
but,
you know, with
that.
The celebrities, I think they look better older because they actually have wrinkles and look real. Instead of all the Botox,
yeah.
And I'm like, that picture, that aging picture actually looks better.
A lot of them looked good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the, what is it with men that can be older that and they just look better?
Right?
Because Heidi Klum, sunscreen girl, sunscreen. She did not look good, and she always looks good. Anyway, coming up after the news break, we are going to give you, well, not all 41, but I saw this article called 41 Interesting Facts About the World, and there are actually some interesting facts. I won't go through all 41, but we're going to do that when we come out of the news break. It's 1229 on 720 WGN.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Love this.
This'll be the day that I die.
Oh, growing up in the 70s. Great song. It reminds me of when we talked to the whiskey and rye guy earlier from Journeyman in Three Oaks. If you missed that, I think are we going to have a podcast of any of this show? We are? Oh, good. So we'll have to replay that later.
Everything will be podcasted and ready to go.
Excellent. Thanks, Ro. How late do you stay? Are you here till 1?
I am here till 1. Sometimes I stay till 2. Other times I snatch the audio, run home, and get some sleep.
Oh, man.
Because I usually have to get up early in the next morning.
Whoa. That's some crazy hours.
You get used to it, and you know you got to be crazy to work in this field. So.
Absolutely. Tell me about it. So as we're talking to a therapist here in the room... Oh, my goodness. So it's Kathy Hart and my co-host tonight, Kelly Kitley, actually this morning, on 720 WGN. It's 1240 and Dan doing the board work. Thank you so much. We appreciate you being here. So I don't know where I saw this list. You asked me earlier, Kelly, about where I got the 41 interesting facts about the world, and I won't go through all 41. But I do want to just kind of go through them quickly. If there's anything that you want to talk about, then by all means. The average chocolate bar. Who likes chocolate in the room?
Love chocolate.
The average chocolate bar contains 8 insect pieces.
No.
Mm-mm.
Please don't. It's my only vice that I have left.
That. Well, it's good. It's protein, right? The insects,
sure.
crickets, mm-hmm. Like you've seen Survivor. People eat that stuff. There are more stars in the sky than grains of sand in the world. Think about that. Grains, like think about the beaches. There are more stars in the sky than grains of sand in the world. That kind of blew my mind. Mosquitoes have killed more humans than all wars in history. These are real feel good, aren't they? You're twice as likely to get killed by a vending machine than a shark. By the way, are you guys following the WGN vending machine on Instagram?
I can't. This is not serious.
No. On Instagram, have you?
For real?
Yeah, for real. Hold on. I'm bringing it up now. Let me see what their last post was.
What's the IG tag?
The WGN. I think it's WGN vending machine. Yep. WGN vending machine on Instagram. Performance art. Chicago's very own spinning refrigerated vending machine. What was this post? Jalapeno cheese sliders. Wanted to give the Sunday morning crew something nice and easy on the stomach this morning. Jalapeno cheese sliders.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I digress. Yeah. So follow that on Instagram. For every human on Earth, there are 1.6 million ants. Whoa. The word set has the most number of definitions in the English language. 464. How could there be 464 definitions of the word set? But apparently there is. In the average lifetime, a person will walk the equivalent of 5 times around the equator. Put that on your Fitbit. Sorry. Then I won't have a comment for this one. The jaw is the most commonly used joint in the human body. Nope. Rose looking at me like, don't do it.
Nope.
Don't do it.
Please don't.
Killer whales are not whales. They're dolphins.
Aww.
That I didn't know. Speaking of dolphins, they can actually call each other by name. Hmm. Paper cuts are more painful. You ever realize, tell yourself, why is a paper cut so painful? Paper cuts are more painful than regular cuts because such a wound almost never bleeds. Instead, nerve endings stay open to air. Which irritates them. I can read. Did you get that? Nerve endings stay open to air, which irritates them. That makes sense. If you make ice cubes with tap water, they will be white. If you use boiled water, they will be transparent. Good to know if you're making cocktails over the holidays or just icing your lemonade. Honey is the only food that does not spoil. The lighter was invented 10 years earlier than the match. The strongest muscle in the human body is the tongue.
Oh, that's interesting.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Whips, making a cracking sound because the tip actually moves faster than the speed of sound, creating a small sonic boom. Oh.
Okay.
That's why whips make a... I'll leave that one alone. To tell a real diamond from a fake one, breathe on it. Fake ones will fog up while real ones will stay clear. I don't have one to test it, but... and then finally, again, I didn't do all 41. You're welcome. The three most sold products in human history.
Mm.
Do you guys want to guess? This is like totally almost impossible to even... Dan, anybody, Ro, you want to guess the three most sold products in human history? Does anybody have a guess?
Toothpaste.
Oh, that's a great guess, but...